When asked what led federal officials to her, they pointed to this undercover video taken by James O'Keefe and the O'Keefe Media Group.
Because you haven't registered, I need to register you so I can get paid too. Okay, you guys, I need to get paid.
In it, you can see and hear Brown Armstrong handing out cash in exchange for those signatures.
I think that was widely reported. It was all over the press. And as a result of that, we initiated and opened up a criminal investigation with the FBI.
Correspondent with O'Keefe Media Group, Michael Casey, was with the team on Skid Row filming undercover. He tells the National News Desk on Tuesday these federal charges prove their hard work paid off.
It wasn't just, you know, a slap on the wrist. This is an actual real result. This is a guilty plea, and I think it's just the beginning. So this is really the fruit of our labor paying off right now.
Casey adding, with this guilty plea, the quote, dam has broken, as he expects more indictments to be handed down.
She is pleading guilty for a reason. You know, she pled guilty right off the bat. She's definitely naming names. She's definitely telling people, you know, what her sources were, who her contacts were, who's directing her to do this illegal activity. And I think and I hope that that's going to lead to much more indictments.
A thought echoed by federal officials while announcing Brown Armstrong's charge.
This is an ongoing active investigation. Ms. Brown is simply the first person that we are announcing charges for in this investigation resulting from some undercover videos that took place at Skid Row.
Now, Brown Armstrong has already made her initial court appearance. After agreeing to plead guilty, she faces a maximum of up to 5 years in federal prison and is expected to officially enter her guilty plea in the coming weeks. Reporting for the National News Desk, I'm Jeff Harris.